Basically, JobCare is set up by several different Christian churches. So when we set up 15 years ago, we got some churches behind us. And really what we're doing is, I feel that if Jesus was here on earth, he would be kind of, he's about caring for people. He's about showing them love and respect. And, you know, you've seen where, you hear about stories in the Bible where he goes and he washes the feet of different people. And, you know, he lowers himself to whatever level he needs to get alongside the people. And it's not about us lowering ourselves, but it is about us demonstrating, I guess, and modeling what Jesus would do if he was here on earth. And that's really what we're about, we're trying to do, is just to care for people and show them that they have value and they have worth. And we want to, you know, make them feel that they are, you know, they are human and they're as worthwhile as anyone else out there. Reason why we did it was really because unemployment was so high. I think it was around 16 or 18% unemployment in Dublin City at that time.
So you were giving people a skill as such?
Not so much that we were giving them a skill, but we were showing everyone that they had skills. So everyone has a skill that, you know, a skill is the ability to do something. So we just wanted to show them that everyone has the ability to do something. And once they have a skill, they can go out there and sell their skill to an employer.
Would a lot of it be coming from low self-esteem, you know, from people not recognizing the skills or talents that they had?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, what we did find in the early 90s was that, you know, long-term unemployment was kind of 2.5 to 3 years. And some of the things that really affected people at that point was low self-esteem, there was no doubt. But you're even finding now that if people are unemployed after 3 or 4 months in today's kind of job climate, that people are suffering with low self-esteem because they're not finding work as fast as they think they should be, because people are saying there's a lot of work out there. Now, we are starting to see that change now, where unemployment figures are starting to go up again, but there's no doubt that low self-esteem will be a huge part of what people are affected with.
And then recently, about a year and a half ago, you moved into working with ex-offenders. Why did you make that move?
Well, I guess what we found was we've been working with ex-offenders probably all, you know, the whole time JobCare has been in existence. But what we've really found is that a lot of the guys with criminal records are still finding it extremely hard to get into work. So if they're being honest with employers, employers aren't giving them the chance because they think, you know, why should we take the risk on hiring this guy? So what we really wanted to do was, there's a lot of things out there for guys that can give them work experience, or not so much work experience, sorry, courses towards work. But we really wanted to give them work experience where they'd actually do 4 full days work with us a week, and then 1 day of training towards the work that they want to do in the future, and also training towards the job that they're doing for us.
Well, what kind of work would that be? Well, you have a project here, don't you? But what kind of work would the people who are with you be involved with?
Okay. Yeah, we have a project, it's called Trasna, and the sort of work that we're offering these guys at the moment is in two areas. One is landscaping and maintenance, and then the other one is actually we're helping a local church called Trinity Church actually restore the old Garden Street Labour Exchange back to its original use, which was a church. So our lads have been involved in demolition on that, first of all, working alongside other tradesmen. And the stuff that they've been exposed to has been plumbing, plastering, carpentry, electrical work. So basically anything that happens on a building site, our guys have had exposure to. What we really want to do is give them a taste of as many different kind of trades as we can, and then try and encourage them to go towards one of those areas and actually train in that area towards what they want to do themselves.
And now for employers, though, how can you, say, guarantee or reference or give a reference to someone who's been on your scheme? You know, I mean, what makes you decide, OK, well, I know now he's going to be a trustworthy employee?
Well, I guess what our aim is, to actually teach these guys how to hold down a job for a year. And there's no doubt that we will go through hard times with them, but we want to be there for them when they're going through the hard time. So that might be getting up in the morning. They come out of prison, first of all. They're so institutionalized. They only do what people tell them to do. So, you know, we don't want to have that sort of relationship, but we want to have, but they still have to do what they're asked to do as well. So what we devise is we actually have a scoring system where we score our guys on a daily basis on how they perform in 10 different areas. And that might be getting on with other members of staff, how well they relate with supervisors, you know, the quality of the work that they're doing. So we would hope that that scoring mechanism is something that we can show to potential employers And it's also a way of us being able to say, right, we can see that you are job ready at this stage. We've addressed your low points. We've made them high points and you're consistently scoring high now. So really, you know, we are behind you. We want to, we will actually kind of promote you with an employer and actually say, look, we've stood over this guy for the year. We've taken the risk and now we feel he's job ready. Give him a chance.